cielo, corazón, si es que te vas primero.
That's the sound of 18-year-old Delano musician Anahí Morales. She's just released her first mariachi album. You're hearing the album's title song, Espérame en el cielo. Valley Public Radio's Monica Velas takes us to where Morales grew up.
Morales was just 6 when she joined her first mariachi band. She plays the violin, guitar, guitarrón, and trumpet.
I would say it's like a lifestyle, you know? Because if I'm not teaching it or performing it, singing it in the shower, singing it while I clean the house, you know, it's always there.
On this summer day, she's getting ready to sing at the dining room table. But first, she has to quiet her dogs. And make sure she's in the right key by playing the beginning of the music to the song, Nuestro Gran Amor, off of her phone. Then she sings a cappella.
Como el sol le hace falta la luna, pues sin él no podría darnos luz.
The record label is Little Village Foundation. It's a nonprofit organization that seeks out artists from many different musical and cultural traditions who might not be heard outside of their communities, and it produces their music at no expense. But Morales has been heard. She's traveled around the country performing with a Delano band called Mariachi Mestizos. For a long time, she dreamed about singing in one particular place.
I used to have a poster of Carnegie Hall in my room, and it was like Carnegie Hall from the perspective of you on the stage. So you just see all the seats and the lights and everything.
And on April 10th, 2017, she made it to that stage.
And it was epic, like just extremely beautiful, like the colors, I don't know, it literally felt like magic, just like looking at it.
She watched from the side as the seats filled up, and soon the lights were shining on her face.
I just told myself, okay, like, you're only gonna do this once. You gotta give it all you got and try to remember every moment of it.
And there's another more recent memory she'll never forget, the day she got accepted to Harvard.
When I looked at the screen, I saw it like throws confetti on the screen when you open it. And so I saw that and I was like, wait, what? Like,
that's good.
Yeah. I was like, really, I was just like shook, you know? And my sisters were on FaceTime.
Morales says she was crying. Her two sisters were crying and her parents were screaming. One of her sisters is already at Harvard. And Morales says she's excited to be in the same place with her again. That sister is also a musician, and together they're going to play at Harvard's Mariachi Club.
So we're gonna take it over this year, me and her together.
And she can also share her new album. It's a compilation of 13 of her favorite cover songs, plus one song that her dad wrote about the first time it snowed in Kern County. You're hearing that song now. Her dad, Juan Morales, runs a mariachi studio in Delano. That's where she recorded the album. Juan says the record started only with her voice and a guitar.
And then they said, well, why don't you play this song with the harp? Oh, okay, I'll play the harp. And I play the harp with another song. And then, why don't we add 2 violins? Okay, well, let's do 2 violins. And, well, let's put trumpet here. And why don't we use a mariachi? And all of a sudden, it's a 30-piece orchestra.
Before moving to the Valley, Juan played in professional mariachis around the world. He was in Los Camperos, Mariachi Cobre, and La Mariachi Sol de Mexico. He also taught it to all 3 of his daughters, the 2 going to Harvard and another who now lives in L.A. She's a director at a music school. Juan says it all started before they were born.
We used to play music in the womb for them. And my wife would put some contraption that we designed, and we played music, you know, constantly while they were being made.
It had a lasting effect. The family still plays together.
The most exciting thing is that we get to spend the evenings together, you know, my wife and I and our kids. We've been fortunate to have, you know, this opportunity for our girls.
And everyone in the family has taught in the mariachi studio. Anaí Morales says she tells her students to challenge themselves in everything they do.
The second that it's easy, you're not learning anything. You're not growing from it. And so that's the advice I would give to anyone who wants to do anything, you know? It's just, you have to make sure that you always challenge yourself so that you can grow. Por la blanda arena
que lame el mar. And as she heads to Harvard, she'll take that advice with her. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Monica Velez. Un sendero solo de pena y silencio llegó hasta el agua profunda. Un sendero solo de penas mudas llegó hasta la espuma.